How can I protect something so perfect without evil?
Evil's necessary. Now listen to this. There's a show in the 90s from Hanna-Barbera Cartoon Network called The Powerpuff Girls. The devil is named Him, capital H-I-M, His Infernal Majesty. There's Him, capital H-I-M, God or the devil. And his voice is distorted. Powerpuff Girls! There's also a distorted demonic voice in the Disney show Gravity Falls. The demon is named Bill, as in Billy Eilish, Bill Cipher. And there are numerous songs throughout the decades where demons and possessions and the devil and rock music and things like that, they speak in this distorted voice. In fact, specifically in occult texts, Baal, Bally Eilish, Bill, Baal, with spider legs, three heads, feline, toad, and human, and a crown, just like in You Should See Me in a Crown, Billie Eilish's video. She does a live performance that where her bandmate playing the drums, one of the drums obscures his shirt that actually spells out Baal on the shirt. Not coincidental. It's actually Baal. She's possessed by Baal, or at least worshiping Baal in the music. I think we can recognize that by now if you've listened to my Billie Eilish shows. But you see the expression of this and the programming and the theme in movies like The Matrix and movies like Resident Evil, shows like Battlestar Galactica, and in music. Case in point would be Katy Perry in the song that, I don't know if it was very popular or popular, but the song called 365, Katy Perry with Zed, where Katy Perry awakens as an android in a laboratory at the International AI and Robotics Center. It's in Geneva, Switzerland. Throughout the video, Katy Perry is learning to be human. She's programmed from a laboratory. The closer she arrives to becoming human, the more realistic the simulation gets until she is accompanied by another human that becomes her partner. She then is shown in black and red latex and as a sex robot that learns to feel emotion and understand what it means to be sexy. That's in the video. The video then ends with her malfunctioning and attempting to kill her male human companion. Her black and red latex outfit, red has a very long wavelength that's associated with the devil or with Satan because it is almost void of all color. Black is void of all color. That's why you have the black and the red in Star Wars and in most films or TV shows or depictions of the devil or people that worship Satan. Eyes Wide Shut, for example. She's wearing the same outfit that Poppy wears. The way that the Rey character was developed in the new trilogy was just, it should be completely insulting to women because it wasn't the performance of Daisy Ridley. I thought she did a decent job. I did not like the performances of John Boyega. I thought that was terrible. Horrible acting. Horrible acting. But people say, well, that's because you're a racist. Well, if I didn't like Daisy Ridley, then you'd say I was a sexist. Here's a secret. I didn't really like Mark Hamill's acting in the original Star Wars either. It's my opinion. It's not racist. It's not sexist. It's an objective observation of a fictional production. All right? That's the reality of what we're dealing with. But what they did with Rey's character just kind of was, it was irrational, and it actually, if anything, it solidified the misogynistic notions that some people have of women.
Hi, it's David Childress from Ancient Aliens, and you're listening to The Secret Teachings.
Hey guys, it's Giorgio Tsoukalos from Ancient Aliens, and you're listening to The Secret Teachings with Ryan Gable.